Post-election season can be a time of unsettling uncertainty. WYPR senior news analyst Fraser Smith reflects on the wintry season of adjustment in his weekly essay.
The election's behind us. Winter lurks. And depending on who or where you are on the political spectrum, it's a season of change, challenge, and melancholy. Call it the transition blues. No one's immune. Take Governor-elect Larry Hogan. He's about to take charge of a $40 billion government with a $1 billion deficit. He probably can't keep his tax-cutting promises. The ecstasy of victory slams into reality. And Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, he lost his race for governor. Now he wonders how to pay back a $500,000 loan. He's got no rainy day fund and no government contracts to sign. Any number of state bureaucrats suffer in anonymity. No one knows them, but they've worked for up to a decade on an enormous public works project, the Red Line Light Rail System. The cost is monumental, and they read the newspapers. The new governor doesn't think we can afford the $1 billion state share. Years of work may be dead in the political water. Any number of lawyers. Say you're a Democrat waiting for a judgeship. Do you now go to the back of the line? These jobs are handed out based on merit, of course, but all merit is not equal. Stephanie Rawlings Blake, you are the Democratic mayor of a major Maryland city. You had your partner's number in the governor's office on speed dial. But you woke up 2 weeks ago facing one question. Who are you going to call? And then there's the plight of Vinnie DeMarco, one of the most effective public interest lobbyists in Annapolis. He's used tobacco tax increases to fund health initiatives. But the new governor says higher taxes are off the table. And legislative leaders sometimes resent his success. Who is he going to call? It's a question Maryland Democrats usually don't have to ask.